Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you guys are listening to this. Hope you all are having a great start of the week. Before we hop into this episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never seen or heard of it before. So it means the absolute world to me to help us grow organically. It really does make a big difference and it takes a couple seconds out of your day. So it's greatly appreciated. All right, happy Monday, or like I said, whatever day you guys are listening to this, if you guys are catching up on some older episodes and, you know, I'm in the future right now, but like you're catching up on this one, hey, like that's cool. I don't know what made me just say that, but anyways, we're gonna roll with it. Today's episode might be a little controversial, but I think you guys will understand where I'm coming from when I say this. But today I wanted to make an episode kind of just talking about how like it's okay to want to lose weight and create. Quite frankly, I think that losing weight can 1000% make you happier and more confident, which then makes you happier. Do I think it is the absolute root? And like, you know, being skinny makes you happy and being skinny makes you confident? No, but losing weight can if you are holding on to, you know, excess weight from a poor diet, from not exercising, like, you know. Yeah, so I know this is a little controversial today, but we're gonna just dive into it, and before you get triggered and yell at me and whatever else, you're probably not, because I don't think anyone who would get triggered is listening to this, I would hope. But anyways, I'm not really afraid to talk about things on the internet, so I literally talk about periods and birth control, so that gets me enough hate. Anyways, before we do that though, we're gonna hop into the lift of the week. If you guys are new here, this is obviously called the Lifted Podcast, if you clicked on it. So what that means is lifted, you know, all aspects of life from lifting weights. It definitely started more like a gym-oriented type of podcast, but I've kind of developed into a full wellness and all that good stuff space. So now it's just lifted in all aspects. So in the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me the previous week, whether it be something just going on in my life, whether it be a piece of scripture, whether it be a product, whether it be, you know, whatever, a quote, anything like that. Just something that bettered me the last week. So yeah, that's what's in the start of all my episodes. So if you hear me talking about a lift of the week, you're like, what the heck is that? That's what it is. So let's get into it. I swear they're normally a lot deeper than this, but I just have to make this a lift of one of my episodes, and that's like Olipops and Poppies. I'm sorry, but like probiotic sodas, I'm a drink girl. I love drinks, like little drinky drinks. I need one like every day. I need not an Olipop or anything like that. I don't really know much about having a probiotic every single day from like these ingredients. They're good, clean ingredients, but whatever, it's not the same as having like kefir as like a probiotic. But anyways, little drinky drinks are a must for me, so Olipops and Poppies just come in clutch. They're definitely like, just, they make my week so much better. I don't know, I'm sorry, this is a little tangent now getting into it, but I just love drinks. So if you guys don't know, it's like a digestive health probiotic soda made from plant fibers, so there's no like actual crap in it that's in real soda. So I don't know how they make them, but it's a miracle worker. If you guys don't know, I'm a very holistic, natural type of girl, so these are just incredible. And before I make this a 10-minute episode just on Olipops, let's get into the actual episode. So this is totally going to be off topic, but it's kind of on topic because like you can get this from being overweight, so just another reason on why you should want to lose weight, but that's not why I got it, because I'm not overweight. But anyways, I'm only sharing this on the podcast as of right now. You know, this hasn't been like a subject of talk on my social media accounts because I do plan on making videos on it after it's over with, but currently I have like a something cyst. And if you guys don't know what that is, because I sure as heck didn't, it's this like ingrown hair that grows on the top of your butt crack, and it's like the bottom, like your lower back, like top butt crack area, and it hurts so bad. and you can't even sit down. So I have been standing and having to sleep on my stomach for the last like 3 nights. And I'm on antibiotics right now, which I hate because they're so bad for your gut health. So I've another reason I'm going all in with like the probiotics right now. But oh my gosh, like it's so bad. The reason I believe I got it is because I wear spandex every single day and I wear thongs every single day because spandex. So like I work at a gym, so that's pretty much my uniform, is to wear tight clothing, and that can really irritate it. So if you can avoid wearing super tight clothes, also try not to sit very much, which I don't know, I've been doing a bunch of research on it, and apparently like if you sit a lot, so a lot of like overweight people get it, a lot of truck drivers and stuff like that get it, and it's more common in men, so like the odds of me getting it were so slim, but here we are. So that's where I am in my life right now, and it sucks really bad, and I hate sitting in the car to drive to work, and it sucks. And but you know, maybe I'll get some good content out of it after it's done with, because I just can't fathom going on Instagram right now and being like, hey everyone, I have a cyst on my butt crack. But here we are talking about it on the podcast, because hopefully it'll be done with by the time this is up. So anyways, back to the actual topic of the podcast. Let's talk about being overweight and how unhealthy it is for your mental and physical well-being. So being overweight is linked to pretty much all of the fatal chronic diseases and a bunch of acute diseases as well. Not necessarily holding a bunch of extra body fat. Yes, absolutely. Holding body fat also causes a lot of like, you know, thyroid issues, hormonal issues, imbalances, gut health issues, all that stuff. Which then just kind of keeps you in like an endless loop, because if your hormones are out of whack, then you also can't really lose weight properly. So, you know, just if you can avoid being overweight in the first place, but if you are, there is a way to break out of it, but it does definitely make it harder. But I feel like the main thing that people don't talk about is like, it's not a natural build to be like fat, for lack of a better word. It's just not something that's like, oh, it's my genetics. Like people have bigger builds, people carry more fat in different places than other people, but being fat is not a genetic build. I hope I take all of this with a grain of salt, and I'm gonna be very blunt about my words. Don't think I'm insensitive or like hate fat people or I'm fat phobic. Like, I used to be a chunker, and I feel for anyone going through struggles. I really genuinely do. I have dedicated a lot of my life as a trainer and now an online coach to helping people lose weight, because I understand and I love people, and I love people that want to better themselves. So no, I'm not fat phobic. I think you are so much more than just what your body looks like, but I also want to bring it to attention that it's not healthy. And your quality of life is going to get so much better when you do lose weight. And I honestly just like think it's so weird that it's kind of been like a flip in society now, where it's like you're almost shamed for wanting to lose weight, which is so bizarre to me. I feel like you start talking about being healthy and you get like healthy shamed now. Like, oh, like you're not enjoying yourself. Like, just let yourself live. Like, oh, like you eat like that because you must not love yourself. And it's like, no, like I actually like this because I do love myself and I want to feel good. And like losing weight can make you feel better to a certain extent. Obviously, like I said, getting to a point where you're just not eating, that's the exact opposite effect. But if you're coming from a place of love, then losing weight is absolutely okay. And I would actually promote it and say, yeah, like if you feel like you need to lose weight and you are doing it out of a place of love, I am all for it. I think you should lose weight then. It's literally all just about like the energy of what you're doing things in, because then like say someone who maybe just has like a little bit extra on them, they're trying now all these fad diets and starving themselves out of a place of I should look like this, or like I'm not good enough, or I'll only love myself when I look like this girl type of thing. That is where it becomes unhealthy, because obviously it's not healthy to starve yourself, and also like it's just as draining on your mental state, which stress, adrenal health is huge in your weight. It is okay that if you're at a social gathering, you choose not to eat there. It is okay that if you guys go out to eat, you choose the healthier alternative, or you ask the waiter to cook in a different oil, cook in butter instead of oil. It is okay to not ask and say you don't want a piece of cake at the birthday party. It is Did I just say birthday party? Anyways, birthday party. I say no to going out to eat a lot. I say no to the dessert a lot. And it's not because, oh, I can't eat that. It's because, oh, I know that if I eat that, I will not feel my best. And I know that it is not worth the way that I'm going to feel. And I'm going to choose to take care and nourish my body instead of putting junk in it. And that is out of a place of love. And that's not in like a shady, oh, I have more like self-control and I'm so much better than you because you eat that. Like, no. Genuinely, like for me, honest answer, I'm just a lot more sensitive to junk food than the average person. So, you know, even like fit people, you see a lot of fit people on the internet. They're promoting like, oh, like it's okay. You know, it's all about balance. And like, you'll see their, you know, Monday through Friday, maybe like Monday through Thursday eating like clean. And then Friday night they'll go out. And then like, you know, Saturday morning, you know, they're still working out and stuff. But then like the evening they'll go out for drinks or something like that. And it's like, that's awesome for them that works. But like, I am sensitive. So like when I, you know, eat something out, it's a very rare occasion. And it's genuinely like, I enjoy the food I eat. I really do. So I don't know. I just don't think it's worth it to eat like a grease ball and feel like crap the next day. It is also okay to set boundaries in what you can and cannot do with people or, you know, priorities in your life. If someone wants to constantly be doing something and you're like, hey, I need to schedule a time to get my workout in, that is not you being lame. That is not you being rude. That is you having boundaries, priorities, and you are setting yourself up to succeed for the day. I promise you, if you get a workout in like in the morning before you go to do something, you're gonna feel so much better throughout the day. And people who don't understand that will tell you that you might be, you know, being greedy or whatever they might say for like you postponing something to be like, hey, this is a non-negotiable of mine. I need to get in my morning workout. Now, if it's a constant, like you can't do anything because fitness is taking over your life, that's a different issue. That's obsession. A working out addiction is a real thing. Also, your workout should not be taking longer than 30 to 90 minutes in the gym, depending on, you know, what you're doing, where you are in your cycle, all that stuff. So just a little PSA there. A little side note, right, real fast, but like I would love to see just like a behind the scenes of like some of the biggest podcasters who have these like 2-3 hour episodes, how many clips are taking out of them just like taking a drink, because like my throat gets so shot after like 7 minutes of just like yapping. So like I just keep pausing to just take a sip and just clear my throat. So I think it's so funny, and I think that that would be such a good idea of like, imagine just like Joe Rogan, his like 2-3 hour episodes. You just see like clips of like every single time they have to stop and take a sip of water or something. I don't know. It might be different for them because they're having like a conversation, but I don't know. I can't think of anyone, like a single podcaster, who yaps for like an hour and a half, 2 hours just by themselves. But I just think it's comical. I also want to say that if you are, you know, new to the health and fitness space, if you are new into the wellness space, if you decide to go in, you are now one of the freaks of society. Nobody's really gonna understand you. You know what's weird though? It's like if your social media and all that stuff is surrounded of like this world and, you know, like the self-development world, you will think that everyone's into it until you just go out into the real world. It's so bizarre to me. It's like I'll see like all these people on social media and I'm like, wow, like I can't wait to like, you know, like be like more years into this and, you know, just keep learning, keep developing and be like seeing all these people. I'm like, wow, like they're so inspiring. And then I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm so far behind sometimes, you know, compared to these other people. And then I just go like walk in Walmart and I'm like, oh, I'm like in the very small percentage of society, and like not in a toxic comparing yourself way, but I just want to remind you that if you are getting into this stuff at all, you are already ahead of a lot of society. So I need you to be a little nicer to yourself when comparing yourself to the people who have been into it for like 10 years. And that was subtly a message for myself as well. So if me editing this later, hopefully I hear that at the perfect timing where I'm like, hey. You know what else I found losing weight. So I lost weight the unhealthy way, and I felt really bad physically. And this might be toxic for a second, but like, just losing the weight in general for a short period of time gave me a lot of confidence, because I was finally able to just feel comfortable in my skin in a way that I was never able to before. And then getting into the health space of like real fitness and stuff like that, it's like unexplainable to anyone who doesn't understand it, the way that you are just in tune with your body. And it's so much more than just like weight loss now at that point. It is like full just in tune of how your body feels, how your body looks, what doing certain things affects and like what it does to your body, how eating a certain way makes you feel, how being around certain people makes you feel. Like, it becomes so much more than physical. So if you're looking to get into your health journey, your wellness journey, all of it, I couldn't recommend anything more, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, because like I said, like, you go on a journey mentally arguably more than you go physically. So I hope that was just like a little, I don't even know what to call that, like a little nugget of just like cute little, hey, it's okay if you want to, you know, be healthy, stop listening to society like bashing you for making healthy decisions and judging you for ordering the salad and judging you for saying no to a piece of cake and telling you to live a little and like, oh my gosh, you're not balancing, or, you know, oh my gosh, my favorite, sorry, like another side tangent. Anyways, I'm an animal-based girl. Nothing has made me feel better. I eat meat, I eat fruit and eggs and anything that just comes from animal sources and fruit. I don't eat too many vegetables, I don't eat grains, and I don't eat nuts. But anyways, that's my favorite, because I get so many people telling me my cholesterol is going to be so bad because I'm eating like ground meat, but they're over here like munching on Doritos. I'm like, yeah, which one of us is gonna have a heart problem first? Because it's not gonna be me. The standard American diet is set up to put you into the American healthcare system. So if that's not enough for you to be like, wait, then why should I be eating like that? I don't know what else would, because, you know, if you are thinking that the food industry is looking out for you and your health, it's not. There's a lot of paid off studies. You know, some of the biggest studies, like the American Heart Association and all those, have been paid off to promote a certain way of thinking. And, you know, even places like Harvard, you know, look into it. It's a big thing. I'm not here to get all controversial and what's it called, conspiracy theorist on you, but these are things going on in our world. So if you want to take a deeper dive into what's actually good for us, I want you to just like use your common sense for a second and be like, okay, what has man been surviving off of for centuries? Yeah, stuff that comes from the earth, not heart-healthy Cheerios or whatever. Anyways, I'm going to wrap up that episode there. I hope you guys got something from this. A little less educational of a podcast, a little bit more of like a, you're in the car and you just need someone to like, I was going to say someone to talk to, but I guess you can't really respond back to me, but kind of just feels like someone's in the car with you. That's the kind of like vibe I'm going for every once in a while on here. I love my educational podcasts, but I also love the episodes like this where I'm sitting in front of my computer and microphone, and I did not take a single note before this. I didn't write down bullet points of what I wanted to say. I had a topic and I just wanted to like run with it, and yeah, so I'm gonna... Welcome to Lifted Podcast. We do a nice little mix of both. If you want to check out a lot of my hormone series, those are all note-taken, study-based episodes. Anything I talk about period health, anything like that, those are all, you know, lots of research goes into those episodes, but stuff like this is just like a freestyle, you know, like rap version of a podcast. So I hope you guys enjoy. Check out my socials. If you guys don't know, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that stuff. Apply for one-on-one coaching, all that. My first round is closed, but next round will be starting in about 8 weeks' time. So, you know, if you join the little waitlist time, fill out the form now, you'll be first come, first serve type of thing. So yeah, mean the absolute world to me. Like I said in the beginning, leave this podcast a positive rating and review. I am talking very fast right now. My throat is dry. So I am going to just leave you guys there and hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. And I'll catch you.